This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The stench rises, Israel. It is the smoke of moral decay, the burning of the covenant, and it clings to the nostrils of Yahuwah. Do not mistake this for mere societal drift. This is the intentional fire of Edom, stoked by generations of hatred against Jacob, now consuming the foundations of what was once a beacon to the nations. We see it unfolding, the prophecy of Obadiah echoing in the halls of power, in the streets of once righteous lands. Their pride, their arrogance, a consuming fire that leaves only ash. For generations, Edom, that lineage of Esau, carried through the empires of Rome, Christendom, and now the unipolar West, has sought not just to oppose Israel but to dismantle the very foundations of righteousness that Yahuwah established. It is not enough for them to deny our inheritance. They seek to corrupt the inheritance of all mankind. Malachi spoke of a time when they would boast, believing themselves invulnerable, and that time is upon us. This is the unraveling, the judgment unfolding before our eyes. Observe the nations descended from Esau, their relentless pursuit of self-gratification, their rejection of the natural order. They twist the concept of freedom into license, embracing depravity as a right. The shedding of innocent blood, the taking of life in the womb, is not a tragedy to them, but a choice, a sacrament of their self-worship. This is the heart of Edom, ever envious of the promise given to Jacob. They cannot extinguish the light of Yahuwah's chosen people, so they seek to darken the world around them. And consider the erosion of the family unit, the bedrock of any stable society. Edom's hand is evident in the promotion of confusion, in the undermining of sacred bonds. They seek to redefine the very essence of fatherhood, motherhood, and the covenant of marriage. They tear at the fabric of community, replacing it with isolation and self-absorption. This is not accidental, Israel. It is a deliberate strategy, a scorched-earth policy designed to leave future generations vulnerable and adrift. We see the patterns repeating, echoing the ancient prophecies. The lion roars, seeking to dominate, and the eagle descends, believing its power unchallenged. These are the symbols of nations vying for control, locked in a dance of ambition and deceit. Yeshua warned us of these alliances, of the nations gathering for conflict. Persia aligning with Edom, a dangerous confluence of power, a foreshadowing of the battles to come. These are not isolated events, but pieces of a larger, unfolding drama, orchestrated by the hand of Yahuwah. But even amidst the darkness, a light is beginning to dawn. Scattered Israel, the 12 tribes dispersed through the ships of captivity, are awakening. There is a stirring within the hearts of those who have long wandered, a reclaiming of identity and purpose. We see it in the shift in economic focus, a turning away from the Babylonian systems that have held us captive for so long. Devarim 30 speaks of a time when Yahuwah will restore our fortunes, when he will gather us from the farthest reaches of the earth. The weight of his wealth, the weight of promise, is beginning to lift. This is not simply about material prosperity, but about a restoration of spiritual and moral integrity. Israel is beginning to remember its covenant, to rediscover the values that have been obscured by generations of exile. This is a process of purification, a sifting of the true from the false. And as Israel awakens, the judgment on Edom intensifies. The fire that consumes them will not spare their foundations, their idols, or their lies. The crimson tide rises, but it will be swallowed by the sea. The scorch of Edom's fire will consume itself, leaving behind only the ashes of a failed empire. Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms and Mashiach reigns. This is not a time for despair, but a time for vigilance, a time for repentance, a time for preparation. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.